You're listening to Terry Wickstrom Outdoors, brought to you in part by Jack's Outdoor Gear, locations up and down the Front Range for all your outdoor needs. Let's go right to the phones, and I hope patiently waiting is JR from Colorado Clays. Good morning, JR.
Good morning, Terry.
I know we got to you a little late, but we're going to give you plenty of time, but I thought some of the stuff Ben was saying was so good. Thank you for introducing us.
Yeah, if you've ever hunted over Ben's dogs, had a dog trained by Ben, there's nothing like it, and I think you can probably tell by listening to him, he definitely knows his stuff.
Oh, what good. You introduced us to him, so thank you so much for that. And I want to say again, you have a dog-friendly facility. A lot of people bring dogs out just to get them used to the sound of gunshots, don't they?
Absolutely, Terry. And like I say, me not being the high-end trainer like Ben is, but I do listen to him, and he says it is very important with a pup to start them out, getting them accustomed to gunshots at a distance. And one thing Colorado Clays, being a dog-friendly facility, we have that availability to get that pup out, throw him on a leash, walk him around, associate those noises with fun, and work them in slowly versus just, you know, dropping the bomb on them the first time out. So definitely see a lot of pups and certainly help a lot of people out here with their dog training.
Yeah, I want to switch gears on you now. You and I have talked. We talk about all the different resources you have at Colorado Clays, but we have so many new people getting outdoors. They're either going back to the outdoors or they're getting into it for the first time. And that includes a lot of new shooters that are getting out there and shotgunning especially. And they're going to start hunting, or maybe they're going to recreational shoot. But I talk to some of these people and they say, well, I'm going to go skeet shooting and learn to shoot my shotgun. Or I'm going to go trap shooting, or we're going to throw some clays. And they think that's sporting clays. There's some confusion there. And, you know, all these disciplines have a great place and they really fit in to what you do. But I thought maybe you could kind of go through the differences and tell people.
Well, certainly, Terry. And I think it's very important that people kind of know the difference. Now, due to the extreme popularity of trap and the benefit of trap as a kind of introductory game, I think I'm going to go ahead and do a general description, Terry, without getting real technical, but in terms that folks who have not done it can kind of understand. So here at Colorado Clays, our trap field or fields are an area maybe several vehicle lengths wide and, you know, maybe five or six vehicle lengths deep. At the front of this field is a trap house. It's probably an 8 foot by 10 foot by 3 foot high house coming up out of the ground. Inside this house is a thrower that launches targets from ground level at a predetermined speed and height that lands the clay target 50 yards downrange. This thrower oscillates left to right, creating random angles of target presentation depending on which shooting position you're in behind the trap house. Now, behind this house is a series of sidewalks that create the layout of the field for your shooting positions. So 16 yards back, 48 feet back, if you will, behind the launch point of the target, also known as your singles yardage, are five shooting positions. One dead center behind the trap house, two to the left, and two to the right. These positions are approximately 9 to 10 feet apart. And then stretching back in the field from each shooting position is a sidewalk with yardages ranging from 17 to 27 yards from the thrower, also known as your handicap yardages. Now, the shooting position you're in and the position of the thrower at the time you call for a target determine the angle of the target and how it flies relative to you. Proper round of trap is 25 targets, and that would be five targets shot from each of the five shooting positions. Colorado Clays has eight trap fields, Terry. But the great thing about Colorado Clays is the fact that not all of our fields throw just ATA registered targets. We have one field known as our training trap, and this field throws a nice straightaway target. You can shoot from very close out to the 27-yard range if you choose. This is great for beginners, for training, testing guns, and so on. And, Terry, of course, we can't forget those wobble traps, which are basically the same as a standard field, but the target thrower moves not only left to right, but also up and down, giving you a multitude of possible angles and elevations to practice. This is, of course, incredibly fun game in itself. Great practice, and as we've talked about in the past, just that perfect preparation for upland game. So the Colorado Clays trap field selection covers pretty much anything you could want, depending on your level, and certainly one of our most popular draws.
And what does it cost to come out and shoot some trap?
Well, Terry, trap, skeet, all of that is at a simple rate. A round is only $7.50, so you can shoot that entire round, all 25 targets, for just $7.50.
I keep talking to you about raising that price because I might have to raise your advertising rate, so you have to charge more.
I want it back fishing.
All kidding aside, now what's the difference when you move to skeet?
Well, in Colorado Clays has two skeet fields, Terry. And skeet is a different game. So if this field would be maybe several vehicles deep and maybe six or seven vehicles wide for reference. We have a high house on the left side and a low house on the right side. The high house meaning there is actually a machine up above ground about 10 feet high, and then the low house has a machine about 3 feet off the ground. Skeet Field has 8 shooting positions that are on a large half circle starting at the high house and looping around to the low house. Skeet is a little bit more advanced game. It does end up throwing very fast crossing targets. Now, a round of skeet is also 25 targets. Those targets are shot in singles, meaning one at a time, or pairs, meaning two at a time, depending on what shooting post you're at. So you call for one at a time, or you shoot them as pairs. Our fields, of course, are regulation NSSA fields and throw those. Skeet is a fantastic game. It can be humbling, but it's a very popular draw also here at Colorado Clays and a good time for anybody, regardless of what you do for your shooting skill level.
Now, a lot of people think clays. They think all these are sporting clays. Tell us what sporting clays are.
Okay, and that's a good point, Terry. So the reality is trap, skeet, sporting clays, wobble trap, they are all games played with a shotgun and clay targets. Now, sporting clays is often associated or referred to as golf with a shotgun. So sporting clays is done on a course, and rather than holes like in golf, you have shooting stations. The Colorado Clays course is a beautiful 15-station course down in the Cottonwood Creek bottom. At each station, there will be two machines in the field somewhere, and every station has different target presentations. And what I mean is some may have a high target, a low target. We throw fast targets, slow targets, left to right, right to left, coming in, going out, rabbits bouncing on the ground, different sizes, you name it, you will see that in sporting clays. Sporting clays targets are all shot in pair presentations, either as true pairs, meaning both machines launch at the same time, or report pairs, meaning first target launches, and then at the report of the gun, the second target launches. So a round of sporting clays is 100 targets. How many targets you shoot at each station depends on, of course, how many stations you have. Colorado Clays having 15 stations means each person shoots either three or four pairs, depending on the station they're at, to end up at the 100 targets as a proper round at the end of the course. One thing I will say that's very neat about Colorado Clays, on our course you can shoot as many or few targets as you want. You don't have to do proper or complete rounds. It's one of our most popular draws, Terry. It's great fun, great practice for anything, whether you're recreational, competitive, or a hunter. And the thing with Colorado Clays, it's just such a fantastic format for large group events, whether it's corporate, fundraising, and so on. And Colorado Clays really has developed and innovated many systems that make our sporting clays course unique compared to most others. So I highly recommend coming out by yourself, with your friends, family, business associates, what have you. Shoot around a sporting clays at Colorado Clays, and you will certainly be hooked.
Now, before we move on, we're going to run out of time here in just about a minute or two, but I do want to circle back and mention, you've told me once that you have so many trap fields that if you bring a group out, you can have a trap field all to yourself for your group?
Absolutely, Terry, and we also have a little small meeting building right behind one of our trap fields, so we very frequently bring groups of people out, use the building for either a meeting, for a birthday party, for a lunch, for a business meeting area, and then have a trap field right in front of them and take turns, you know, 5 or 10 people at a time going out and shooting and just make a very fun day out of the Colorado Clays trap range. So certainly something I highly recommend people call. If you like the idea of that small meeting area, reserve that. Just the most fun you can have with a shotgun and a day off.
Now, if you're new and you want to get into shooting, come out and talk to JR and the people there. Certainly stop by the patterning. That's a great place to start. We don't have time to get into it too much today, but it'll show you where your gun shoots, and you guys will really work. You're one of the few people that can help them there. But, JR, if people want to get a hold of you, how do they find you?
Give us a call, Terry, 303-659-7117, or go to the website, coloradoclays.com. Take the virtual tour, send us an email, let us know what you want, and we'll get you taken care of.
All right, my friend. Great, great segment as always. Thank you for all that information.
Okay, thank you, Terry. Have a great day.
All right. Yep, we'll talk to you again soon. That's J.R. Pierce from Colorado Clays. Just incredibly good people. We'll take a quick time out. When we come back, we'll wrap up Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on this segment with a few good tips for you right here on 104.3 The Fan.